still there, and the electricity was still on. We figured that if we could fiddle with the lock and get in, we could have a little fun playing the machine. The lock turned out to be a piece of cake. We didn't have to break anything to get it to turn. Once inside the house, we simply opened one of the blinds to get enough light and plugged in the slot machine. To prime the machine, we had taken all the money we had between us, cashed it into nickels, and stuffed the change into our pockets. So we spent the next half hour playing that machine. Every few nickels, a cherry would appear and the slot machine would burp out some change. It was a blast. We took turns. My friend would drop in a nickel, pull the lever of the one-armed bandit, and watch the tumblers in anticipation. After a couple of nickels, I'd take my turn. Back and forth, the two of us went, losing, winning, losing, winning, until finally the machine held all of the nickels we came with, plus all of the nickels of its own it had used to tease us to keep playing. From the time we made our way to the cabin to the moment we ran out of money was barely half an hour. Once the thrill of the game was over, the fear of the situation hit us. We figured we better get out of there before someone noticed something suspicious. We unplugged the slot machine, closed the blinds, and locked the door behind us as we left. The county cops were waiting for us as soon as we came around the bushes on the side of the house. Apparently, someone had seen us snooping around the cabin and had called the police. We didn't try to run. It would have been futile anyway. They knew who we were because they knew our parents. They immediately separated us and started asking questions. It was not a pretty moment. The cops got on their radios to get calls out to our parents. They connected with my friend's father first. He was a state trooper. When they explained what we were doing and how we had been caught in the act, he told them to send his son home and he promised to deal with him. My friend took off for home immediately, which left two county policemen and me. They finally connected with my father. I could only hear one side of the conversation as they explained the details to him. I could tell from their next statement that Dad had apparently asked them what they do with kids who do stupid things. They explained that there was a process they put first incident juveniles through up at the county station, and then they released the kid back to the parents later in the evening. It wasn't technically an arrest, but they didn't tell me that. What it turned out to be was a well-practiced collusion between them and the judge, designed to scare the ever-loving daylights out of young, stupid kids. Dad told them to process me, and then give him a call when they wanted him to pick me up. The process was basically a combination of having you sit for long periods of time with nothing to read, while police walk by and stare at you, or grunt, or shake their heads, or whisper to one another as they look over at you. Then they make you sit next to their desk while they ask you a bunch of questions about your whereabouts over the past 10 years.